Napa know-how. A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Wire. This is your DFS update, the, as we like to call it, Tim the Money Edition.
If you couldn't tell, we're back. We're happy to be back.
And we're happy to be winning money, my friend. So, welcome everyone. Welcome back to the Wave Wire. Joined as always.
Hey, it's my first time in control of the soundboard. Let me have a bit of fun.
Joined as always by my co-host Tim, who's now in control of the soundboard for this episode.
It's going to be a fun episode.
It is going to be a fun episode. So, Tim, as we always do with the DFS, talk about the week we've had, and 2 weeks we've had, actually, because we've been a while away.
Can I just say, James, it's not our best 2 weeks.
No,
it hasn't been our best.
We've still been hitting 300 mark on most occasions.
It's a Draft Stars. Did you do the Draft Stars survey that they had?
No, I didn't.
They asked if they needed to redesign their app, and I said yes, and I wholeheartedly agree with that decision because trying to do any type of research on that app is
impossible.
It's impossible.
So while we were away, wasn't easy.
Yeah, because you just cannot see anything. Like you don't get the news, you don't get the updates. It's not easy. Not as easy as on the desktop. I love the desktop, how it works. The draft styles on the desktop, but
well, Tim, I think nothing's summed up the last 2 weeks for us as these last 2 days have. Looking to go big both days, set up for a big score only to be brought down by injuries. Rudy Gay going down a quarter time
was
a killer.
That was frustrating.
And today, Derek Rose ending up with a 1.75 and still managing to score over 300. So it would have been in prime position for some big cash money. But unfortunately, injuries are just bringing us down. But we're still giving you good, solid picks. Like today, Alfred Payton, 1% selected, 55. Had him in the team, sent him out of the lineup. Dwight Howard, 45. Draymond Green.
He was our player of the day.
And he wasn't selected very highly either. I mean, we've got the knowledge, Tim. We've got the statistics, thanks to some help from people we've been talking to. We've got some access to some more statistics, and we're killing it, Tim.
It's a good time that our draft decided to jump on and present us, James.
Yeah. Shout out to our boys at Draft, at PlayDraft on Twitter. Check them out.
Stellar new fantasy competition.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Use our promo code, WaiverWire100, no spaces. WaiverWire100, no capitals, no spaces. Get up to $600 as a bonus, James. $600.
I mean,
just for signing up and depositing.
You don't really need that much money when we're winning it for you all anyway.
But hey, it's not.
But hey, it's handy.
Think about it. You put in $50, you get another $50 to play with. It's like you won just $50 in your first contest, James.
We'll talk about draft a little bit more later in the show, Tim.
No, we will.
We do laugh draft, but let's move on, Tim. I think let's start projecting for the week ahead. Tim, you can hit us off with the first DFS buy of the week. This was your choice.
He needs no introduction. I'm so happy that I can say this. Nikola Jokic was my DFS buy of the week. Big Honey.
Finally,
hashtag Big Honey.
He's finally produced.
Member of Balkan Buddy Ball.
What's that?
It's a failed experiment by Mike Malone. Let's not worry about that. But five of his last six games have been double-doubles. James, to halftime against the Dallas Mavericks, he played 9 minutes, and everyone thought, you know what? Maybe Jokic is this is it for Nikola Jokic. And he comes on in the second half when the Nuggets are getting blown out, and do you know what he finishes with, James? 27-15.
He's contributed, Tim. You've been backing him all this time to come up with it, and he's come up with the goods in the past
week. I told you.
How many scores did he have over 40 this week?
How many what?
Scores over 40.
Four. 4.
That's a big week. Congratulations to you, Tim.
I told you.
You've backed him in, and no, I'll give you this one. Congratulations. Shake my hand. Shake my hand, sir. I hope everyone can hear our hands clasped tightly around each other as I congratulate Tim.
Well, James, you know why I always get it right?
Why?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Gee, I love being in charge of the soundboard.
Yeah. Swiftly move on from that one. Aren't you going to ask me who my DFS boy of the week is?
No, I'm not interested, James. Let's move on. who is it?
Tyson Chandler. He was huge value this week. 2 scores over 40. He played 3 games, I think. 4 games. 9,000.
Do you know what's funny? Nikola Jokic is 9,000.
No, he's not.
9,750.
Tyson Chandler's DFS player of the week. Bounced back from being away due to the passing of his mother. And missed a couple of weeks. Now he's back, Tim. He's firing. Back into the starting lineup. Today he had 23 rebounds.
23 rebounds.
If I'm not mistaken, maybe it was 13. Not that good with my numbers, but...
No, he's the king of rebounding in his old age. That's what he's fallen down to do. And that's what he's in Phoenix to, really. And he does it.
He's friends with...
He does it spectacularly.
He's friends with... What's the coach's name there?
Earl Watson.
Yeah, Earl Watson, that's his name. Just get my head for a second. He's friends with Earl Watson, and it's really come out. He's played well. He didn't really play well under Hornacek. But he's doing well under Earl Watson, and... I had him picked him up today. I told everyone to get him. He was in my lineup, scored 46, which was handy.
We've actually picked a lot of good players.
Yeah, I mean, we know what we're talking about, Tim. I don't know why people doubt us. No one doubts us, do they? No one doubts us.
No, no one really doubts
Everyone's
us.
Everyone's on us.
Everyone kind of expects us to do week. And now, James, we're moving on to our favourite section.
It's our favourite part.
It has to be our favourite section. We even got people to do this, James.
That was our live studio audience.
See, and they're even cheering for it.
Thanks for the live studio audience for giving us that one. Tim, I'll take over this one, I think.
I'll give you the floor. I've had it the last 2 weeks. It's up to you this week.
I'll put the mic. Derrick Rose. I've had enough, Tim. Had enough. I picked him up twice during the past week. For both times, he disappeared down to the locker room with back spasms. What are you playing at, Derrick? If you're going to play, mate, make sure you're 100% fit. I don't like... having 1.75 for a 12K player sitting on there when I still score 300 and I'm looking good for the money. I mean, that's twice he burnt me this week. He just had terrible games because of back spasms. Like, he finally gets healthy and fit and playing well with the Knicks. The Knicks are, what, 14 and 10 or something?
Yeah, third in the East.
Third in the East, then he gets back spasms. You can't help everything, Tim, but I think he needs to... work on his conditioning because he needs to stay fit for this team to do well anywhere. And more importantly, stop costing me money. Rose, you fool. F*** you.
Gee, don't you think you're being a bit harsh on him? He can't help it. He's getting back spasms. Anyway, if you're an Australian listener and any of you watch the footy and you've watched Footy Classified, I think Tool of the Week's becoming more like Caro's Arrow.
Yeah. Just take a hit at someone who's pissed you off in the past week.
Yeah, we just take a hit at someone and... hopefully Derrick Rose listens to this podcast, sends us his address.
Please don't hurt me.
So we can send him this banner, trophy.
We'll send him the... what did we decide it was?
It was a spanner. So hit us up, Derrick. If anyone knows him or, you know, want to tweet at him, get him to hit us up. We actually want to send him a spanner. We actually have a trophy made and we'd like to send it to him. That's a lie.
We'll post a photo of the spanner, actually.
We don't have a trophy.
No. Tim, I just tried to cover your lie, and then you just backed me out. Unbelievable.
We can't lie to the listeners, James.
Well, Tim, let's get to the most important part of the show, the must-have players of the day for the week, upcoming week. So, we do this by the NBA day. So, NBA Wednesday, Australian Thursday. I've actually gone with DeMarcus Cousins.
Shout out Ralph Law.
Do you know why, Tim? Omi?
Why?
Because that's what he's going to do to Clint Capella.
Oh, absolutely.
Clint Capella is a good young center, but he can't stick with DeMarcus. He's been in fine form this year. I think he already has 10 30-point games. He hit 6 threes against the Rockets last time they played. He'll probably do it again, and he'll dunk all over Capella and put him on a poster as well. I think DeMarcus Cousins will go huge.
Can we pay Ralph Lawler to commentate that game, please?
Yeah.
I just want to listen to him go nuts when Boogie Cousins goes nuts.
He dunks all over Capella, then he pops out for the tray.
How many bingos is he going to say? Yeah. Like, bingo.
Bingo.
Ugh.
Gee, thanks for getting Ralph in to do those clips for us.
We had him in studio. Wherever our studio is. Shout out, we need a studio.
Yeah. Hook us up, Chris. At Chris Axman, at Almighty Baller. We need a studio.
Oh, no.
All right, Tim.
What have we descended into, well, James?
The Rockets are the worst at third worst team at defending fantasy points in total for centers. They give up the third most on average. So I think DeMarcus Cousins is a good prospect at around 17,000.
No, I completely agree. I think he's a bit more than 17,000, though, James.
Depends.
I think he's about 19. Well, actually, no. Draft Stars does that weird thing where they push people down.
Yeah, up and down.
Yeah, well, anyway, for any of our listeners, if you're doing FanDuel at play draft, should have been the first one, I'm sorry. But if you're doing your snake draft, DeMarcus Cousins should be
probably your first pick.
Should be
your
number one pick.
Yeah.
Should be your number one pick tomorrow. I completely agree with your logic there, James. He's going to have a big one, 60-plus, yeah, I reckon.
Exactly.
Right, Thursday.
The man that needs no introduction, Tim.
Unfortunately, there's no bee noise on this soundboard because I would have done it for hashtag Big Honey. But Nikola Jokic gets in for Thursday. The Young Nuggets. The Young Nuggets. They're taking on the, also young, Portland Trailblazers. And Portland Trailblazers are known for their struggle to rebound, James.
Yeah, I have noticed this.
Even though Mason Plumlee is a decent rebounder, no one else can seem to rebound. Well, Dame seems to want to rebound.
While Alfred Kamini's been out.
They've been struggling. And the so Chief? I think that our boy, well, sorry, my boy, I'm not sure if it's your boy, but Nikola Jokic will, hopefully Mike Malone just decides, you know, you've been playing really well, Nick. I think it's time for you to sit on the pine for a bit, son. And Nikola, you're going to get the start, and he's just going to mess them up. He will mess them up.
Nurkic, I think it's time for you to go get your ass on another team, I think.
Not just yet. Nurkic has been pretty good in his minutes. I'm not saying the stats he's been putting up have been good, but in his minutes, he's played very well. He's been a good defensive center. The thing that annoys me is he doesn't rush it.
Do you know what you said, Tim? You said defense. We wouldn't care about defense here on the waiver wire. He's irrelevant. Don't talk about Nurkic anymore. Stop. Explain why I want Jokic.
Jokic, rebounder.
Yeah.
Assist.
Yep.
The best. If you please jump on Twitter, everyone. Please jump on Twitter. Go at the waiver wire one and vote in our poll, which I did. You can win up to $600 with an asterisk next to it, meaning that you might not win up to $600. You just have to DM us when you win to find out what the prize is.
Yeah.
That could give you up to $600 depending on how you use it. That is the thing. Vote in the poll. Nikola Jokic, best passing big man in the league. Best passing center out of the four. Nikola Jokic, Marc Gasol, Pau Gasol, Mason Plumlee.
Marc Gasol I voted for.
Nikola Jokic.
Second at the moment.
He's been averaging 7 assists over his last 5 games.
It's pretty good.
Especially for a center, that's pretty good. That's better than Moody, James.
It's pretty good.
It's better than the guards in our team.
don't get me started on
Nikola Jokic is the best post facilitator on the Nuggets. They put it to him, and he can just chuck assists everywhere.
Portland gives up a lot of points per game.
Exactly. It's going to be a high-scoring game. He's going to get a lot of assists because they struggle to rebound. He's going to get a lot of rebounds, and he's going to bully Mason Plumlee in the post. And if Plumlee's like, I think I'm going to enjoy taking him in the post, he'll just step out, shoot a couple of jumpers, do a bit of bingoing, and it'll be good. I'm expecting another 45 from...
Well, this is what I expect to hear all game if I get... If I'm getting Jokic, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, don't worry. I want some bingo too.
All right, Tim. Friday. I've got this one. Kyle Lowry. It's a kind of a theory I've been using for the last couple of weeks that's been working well for me. Teams that give up a large number of drives, the point guards who drive well and get to the rim strongly seem to score well against them. So a team like Atlanta, the guards who... rather than relying on their perimeter shot, tend to get to the rack unopposed pretty easily, tend to do well against them because Dwight will block his 3 or 4 shots a game. But the other times they get into the rack, they score. So I've gone with Kyle Lowry for Friday, matching up against the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, Schroeder won't be able to go with him. He's not a strong defensive point guard. And Kyle's shown a good ability to get to the rim and shoot well from outside, from the three-point line. I mean, from what I've been saying, it kind of sounds like I should go with DeMar DeRozan. But I think that...
I reckon Tarbo will shut him down.
Exactly, that's what I was about to say. He'll get locked up by Tarbo, who's starting over Kyle Korver now. And I think he'll struggle more than Kyle Lowry will. I think Kyle Lowry will have a field day.
I agree. I reckon Tarbo Sefolosha is one of the better defenders in the league.
Yeah.
And, oh, sorry, I'm talking defense. What's going on? We should move on quickly, James.
Yeah.
Nah.
When we're talking opposition defense, it's different.
No, I think Tarbo will shut down DeMar DeRozan finally. And we said over the last... Well, I think his percentage of people picking him up has gone down dramatically because he's only getting 20 to 35s now. And for his price, it's 17,000. It's just not worth
it. It's not worth it anymore.
So that's why everyone's kind of going more to Kyle Lowry, who's getting, you know, he's around the same price, maybe a little bit cheaper, and he's getting 45 to 50, which is exactly what you need and what you want.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Kyle Lowry's had 3 or 4 50-point games in the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, he's a fantastic option. I think he'll probably get 50-plus again against Atlanta. He's just that good a player.
Exactly right, James. So, moving on. Tim, what's happening on Saturday?
We have an alert, Tim.
What's happening on Saturday,
Tim? We have value alert.
Just the man we were actually speaking about, Tarbo Sefolosha, is the value alert for Saturday. So we've gone with the very cheap option here on Saturday, saying that Tarbo is one of our must-have plays because they are versing Charlotte.
Frees up a lot of cash, 7K.
Now, Charlotte, for some reason, Nick Batum... It's a really weird thing going on there. He doesn't put up the biggest stats, but without him, the Hornets struggle. They die quickly.
Yeah.
But also conversely, the small forward position is where they concede their most points.
The defensive rating is a lot lower when he's off the floor. So
I don't know who's playing small forward when he's gone because they're just getting absolutely hammered. Probably a bit of Jeremy Lamb and.
Yeah. Marco Bellinelli.
There we go, summed up, Marco Bellinelli. So, Sefolosha, actually, we wrote in our notes here without Kent Bazemore, but even with Kent Bazemore, I think it's value, especially if you've got Marco Bellinelli. What's he going to do on defense?
Yeah, I mean...
Sefolosha will steal the ball from him 2 times.
Tarbo's been starting over Kyle Korver, and he's been playing about 30 minutes a game in Bazemore's absence, but I think with...
Baze is due to return very soon.
Yeah, I mean, you probably can still expect 25 minutes out of him. And he's good for 25 points. That's 3.5 times your value. It's handy. Very handy from a 7,000.
I mean, you want that. We're predicting 30. We're predicting 30 against from Charlotte. On Saturday, we're predicting 30.
And that's handy. I mean, that's real handy. That's almost 4 times his value. That's more than 4 times his value.
Yeah, exactly right. If you can get 35, that's 5 times his value. That's huge. That's huge to your lineup. All right, James. Moving on.
With Sunday, we've gone with the Lithuanian big man. No, not Demo. We haven't gone with Demo.
Demo's currently on the floor because he shattered in our last podcast. one moment, a minute of silence for Demo. That's what we think. That's what I think of Demo right here. It's a bit sad. Too sad for me.
It's a bit of a sad story, isn't it? Anyway, digress.
Back to Giannis.
We've gone with Giannis Valanciunas on Sunday. Orlando's struggling with their center stocks at the moment. I mean, Stephen Zimmerman has been getting a look, which is never great.
Yeah, I was watching the Nuggets game, and I was like, who's this bloke? I had to message my friend and say, who is this bloke currently on the floor?
Biombo and Vucevic have been injured, so Vucevic has been missing games. Biombo's been playing through injury, but he's only been playing about 20 minutes. And
I don't reckon he'd be playing if Vuce was out.
No, I don't think he would be either. I think they're in trouble, Orlando, and I think it looks like a big opportunity for Valanciunas to feast. I mean, he's been pretty good for the Raptors, and he's been taking advantage of mismatches like that. I mean, Biombo's a lot smaller than him, and I think that even though Biombo's a shot blocker, I think Valanciunas' post moves are just too much for Biombo. I don't think
he's too big.
Yeah, he's too big and too strong, and I think... Even if Biombo does play, especially if he's still got lingering injury issues, I think Valanciunas will just feast against him.
This is just how I compare Valanciunas to Biombo. Yusuf Nurkic, probably the same big-sized body. Valanciunas maybe a little bit taller.
Yeah.
He was way too much for Biombo. Biombo's he just could not get past the big body of
That's
you're a shot blocker, that's nice. You can't block someone's shot if their body is in between you and the ball.
I think that if Vooch ends up playing, he's more of a better positional defender and defender on the post, even though he's not as strong and everything. He's just better at shepherding Valanciunas away from the bucket and making him receive the ball a bit further out. So I think, especially if Vucevic isn't playing, he's going to have a field day. I think Valanciunas will kill him on the ball.
Especially if Zimmerman gets some minutes.
Exactly.
I mean, Nogueira will probably play a bit, but I think Valanciunas plays on the court. Well, I'm thinking this game will still be close.
Yeah.
Even without the big men. They don't rely that much on the big men to score. Especially, like, look at Biombo's. He averages, like, 8 points.
Yeah.
So they're not relying on him to
score. They're relying on Payton and Fournier and Ibaka,
So I reckon this game's going to be close.
Yeah, I think Valanciunas is a good option. Monday, Tim. Who have we got Monday?
Dwight Howard. I really do like Dwight.
He's been playing well.
I really do like Dwight. And I think Dwight Howard versus OKC is going to have a big one. OKC, well, we're actually talking to someone who said that OKC threw the game today.
They threw the game
against Portland. Let's not go into that. Let's not worry about that. That's not for us to worry about.
No. We just worry about fantasy, Tim.
Steven Adams, yes. Good center. Against Dwight Howard?
No.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. That's nice. Dwight Howard is a big man. He's a big body. And when he wants to rebound, he's going to rebound.
Yeah.
He's going to be chasing a double-double, I think, against OKC. He's going to have some rest. He always plays good after rest. Yeah. Or he plays good after he has a poor game before.
Yeah.
And on a back-to-back. And I think today's game against Orlando, he obviously wanted to play good against Orlando, but he just took over.
Yeah.
He really did take over. And Dwight is... He can show that he is good when he wants to be.
Yeah, he needs to be switched on.
And I think just against OKC...
Against Steven Adams, he'll be switched on.
Westbrook's going to take over Schroeder.
Yeah. So I think he'll be an important option. Him and Millsap will be
Millsap and yeah, exactly. Sabonis and Steven Adams. I reckon there'll be a lot of switching between Millsap and Howard, between Steven Adams and
Sabonis.
Yeah. Because Sabonis is a better perimeter defender and Millsap wants to obviously shoot threes and jump shots. And Sabonis, well, in the post, Dwight Howard would make a mess of him.
Yeah,
so I think that there'll be a lot of screening between those two, which will either they'll swap it around. So Millsap will be on the three with bringing out Steven Adams and then Dwight can just
Sabonis. If they can get Sabonis on Dwight, I would, as a Houston fan who watched many torturous Dwight post-ups, I would actually take a Dwight post-up on Sabonis because I think he can just exploit that mismatch. And I think it'll be a lot easier for him to score because he can just spin around him and dunk on him and see you later, Dominatus. That's a good night for you.
Exactly. I think he's going to have another big one.
Yeah.
That seems about right for Dwight. Once every 4 or 5 games, he goes 50-plus.
Yeah. You just got to pick the one where he does.
Oh, yeah. That's 50-plus.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the Geico app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
James, team. Last day of the week.
Kemba
last
Walker. Tip. I've gone against the Lakers. Lakers are very poor at defending the point guard position. Kemba hasn't been too crash hot of late, but I think expect a big performance against the Lakers. They should take advantage of them. Poor defensively, high scoring game, weak at that position. I think it'll be just way too easy.
I agree. I completely agree. They score a lot of points, the Los Angeles Lakers, and do our favorite thing, James. Not play any D.
Yeah, not play any D. We don't want any D.
Kemba Walker, a lightning quick point guard against...
Get to the rim with ease.
Against D'Angelo Russell. And even if he decides to play a couple of minutes, Jose Calderon. That's a mess. I'm just saying the words and it's going to be a mess. Calderon used to be a really good point guard back in his day. And
he's a bit old now.
Yeah, he's moved on now. Do you know what he is now, James? What? He uses all of his energy to go walk from the bench to the three-point line, and then he stands there, and that's it. He doesn't move. Someone throws him the ball, and he just take a jump shot. And then he uses a little more energy taking a jump shot. Yeah, exactly, James. Bingo. Bingo.
Ralph Lauren knows what to do.
Bingo. And Kemba is just going to score whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think...
He's going to score 40 of their 120 points.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And then he's got assists and rebounds and steals and blocks.
Easy.
There you go.
I think that's a big score from Kemba. I just want to play.
Unbelievable.
Because Kemba's
unbelievable score is what it's going to be.
Exactly. All right, Tim, just before we go, value picks, points of difference and notes. First note, Jeremy Lin was awesome against Houston in his limited minutes. I think he's back, and I think if he is good value, I think you're a chance at getting a big score from him.
He played 20 minutes, 10 points, 7 assists. That's fantastic production. Plays 38 minutes. That's 20 points, 14 assists.
Hit a couple of threes. I mean, per 36 minutes.
20 points, yeah. 20 points, 14 assists.
Exactly. So I think
not exactly, but
if he's good, under 10K, I'd lock him in.
I think he dropped a bit, actually.
He was 11K before. But
do you know who I'm looking forward to picking up, James? This isn't a note. This will be a note eventually at some point, hopefully. Hopefully some point this season. Chris Bosh. If you haven't seen on Draft Stars, he's been relegated to 5,000, which is the bottom you could be on Draft Stars. Can you imagine when he comes back?
Yeah.
And he's going to, you know, well, that's if he does come back.
If he does come back.
Wish you a speedy recovery, Mr. Bosh. We don't know what's going on at the moment. Haven't heard much news. I do wish he comes back.
He's a good player.
I reckon Miami will be a very good team with Chris Bosh.
We'll see what happens, Tim. We don't go into that here.
Anyway, we'd worry about the DFS.
We'd worry about the DFS.
POD?
Payton. He's been good recently, Tim, and he's lightly selected. Today, scored 55. He was only in 1% of lineups. Last week, he was only in 3% of lineups. I mean, you have to pick him on his good days because he does need a decent matchup to perform. But I think he can take advantage of some... There's a lot of matchups he can take advantage of, and he's pretty cheap, around just under 10K. It's a good point of difference.
I agree. I completely agree. Payton's been... Yeah, it wasn't that great. He got dropped, actually, with DJ Augustine.
But I think
he wanted it back.
He got the message, yeah.
He wanted it back. Frank Vogel's a very good coach.
Yeah.
Value, James. Again, Tarbo Cephalosha.
And Wayne Ellington has been hitting triples off the bench.
And he's 5.6K.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
And he's getting the start.
Too hard to ignore on some days. Again, you got to look, he's got to be in the right matchups. I mean, against a strong defensive team, he's not a good option because he doesn't do much else apart from score. But for your DFS needs, if you need a cheap player and against someone like maybe the Lakers or Brooklyn or Portland, Wayne Ellington's your go-to, I think.
And another note, James, Giannis is now 19.5K. We just like to have Giannis notes.
Yeah, we like to have a lot of Giannis notes on this podcast. We do like Giannis.
This alert was just to say that we talked up Tony Allen quite a bit. Well, I did anyway, on the Classic Fantasy podcast. And that alert right there was just to say that we were wrong.
Tony Allen
is still trash.
Yeah, leave him alone, guys.
I got him today, and 33% of the other people in draft size did, and you're 14.
It's not handy.
It's not handy. In the slightest. All right, James, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah,
shout out to @PlayDraft on Twitter. Draft, the newest fantasy website, where your chances of winning are four times better than on FanDuel, DraftKings, and DraftStars. And you can do snake drafts. You can do the classic draft. Just head over to Draft.
They're good guys. Check them out. We really like what they're doing. So, Tim, we've got to get out of here.
But make sure, if you take anything out of this podcast, make sure you use... the promo code WaiverWire100.
Don't forget about
it. Don't know how many times I can repeat that, James. I can do a whole episode of just saying WaiverWire100. You get up to $600 back. Whatever you deposit, you get another... You deposit 50, you get 50 back on top. You deposit 600, you get another 600.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money, James. That's a lot of money.
Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you again next week.
Insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app
And behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.